What is a bronco?
A bronco is an unbroken or untrained horse.
Broken. How about when a animal loses its mother, maybe at birth?
Orphaned.
Okay. Did you ever hear of them called, like, bums?
No.
You know?
Maverick is an unbranded one.
Okay. What about, is that what a dogie is? Do you know what a dogie is?
Well, that, I think that refers to any size animal that they're trying to move with horses, a get-along little dogie.
Okay. Okay, so you basically call those animals just orphan yeah. animals. Okay. What about... I'm interested in wild horses. Do you ever have those around here?
Well, not very far away. They have up in the mountains and different areas. They have the Mustangs,
okay.
Wild horses. Mm-hmm. But they collect them and then auction them off.
Okay. What are some of the small animals you get in this area?
You mean as
wild animals?
Oh, small wild animals. Lynx, bobcat, mountain lion, bear. Raccoon, yeah. Skunk.
Do you get chipmunks?
Lots of chipmunks.
You have different types of squirrels? Squirrels?
Black squirrel. And there's three or four different types of squirrels.
Okay.
And there's a pack rat,
yeah.
which is a squirrel.
Okay.
And
is it small? A small squirrel?
No, it's a pretty good sized one.
Is it?
They come in, they get into the cabin or something, they'll collect things and put them in places. And that's why they call them pack rats.
Huh. Do you get prairie dogs in this area?
A lot of them, that's a big controversy in this area. Prairie dogs, because they do carry bubonic plague, and also the people that own horses hate them because horses will step into a prairie dog hole and break a leg. And
I've heard of that. So you said there's controversy. What are they doing to?
Well, there's some. People that want to save the prairie dogs, and whenever they're going to build on a place where there are prairie dogs, they want to collect the prairie dogs and take them and establish a new colony somewhere.
I see. Do they use
but
those?
But there's plenty of. There's a reason for them. They're part of the food chain for the eagles that we have, and so forth.
Okay.
So they're good for that end of it, the food chain, and you need them, but you don't need them in town, and you don't need them where they're. Trying to do other things.
Do you get any gophers, or are those gophers?
Gophers and chipmunks and so forth are all in the same class, just different sizes. And
what about chucks, like different types of chucks?
Woodchucks.
Yeah.
I've had a couple around the cabin.
Okay. And do you ever get turtles?
Yes, once in a while you'll see a turtle out on the road out here, but very few. We get mostly fox because they used to raise fox for furs in this area.
Okay.
When the Russian flooded the market with fox pelts, well, then they turned all of those fancy ones loose, and within two generations, they all reverted back to the red fox.
What about other kinds of game animals, things that people...
Well, there's the pronghorn, antelope, and deer, elk. They've introduced moose into the area, but it's not any numbers, great numbers yet.
Okay.
Do have the lynx and bobcat.
Do you get any wolves in this area?
They're just starting to introduce some wolves from Yellowstone Park down here.
Okay. Do you ever hear them? They're howlers, aren't they?
Hmm?
Don't wolves howl, don't they?
Yeah, they do. The coyotes howl, I think, more than the wolves.
Okay. All right. Do you have many of those around here?
Well, they've probably exterminated most of them because of the cattle and sheep and so forth, because they were quite a predator.
Okay. You mentioned eagles. What other kinds of birds like that do you have around here?